I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Well, the polls have now closed in several states, and some results are starting to trickle in. Initial projections show that Kentucky is going to John McCain, and Vermont looks to be in Barack Obama's column so far. Still, nothing's final yet when it comes to determining who the next president of the United States will be. One place where polls have closed is Virginia. And with me here in the studio right now is our reporter Jason Margolis. Jason, I know you were recently in Virginia reporting on how Hispanic immigrants and Muslim immigrants, largely from South Asia, were approaching this election. Virginia, of course, a really important battleground state this year. Tell us why.
Yeah, well, just a brief history about Virginia. It has not gone Democrat since 1964 with Lyndon Johnson, and it's in play now partly because the demographics have changed. As you said, there's a lot of Hispanic immigrants and Muslims from South Asia, and they've settled largely in Northern Virginia. And many of these voters are going for Obama.
All right. So John McCain, it sounds like if they do go for Obama, if Virginia is a blue state this year, it's going to be rather difficult for John McCain to reach the 270 electoral votes that he needs.
Yeah, basically it'll be almost impossible. He has to run the board from there.
Okay, so you were in Virginia. When you were there, you met a man named Mukit Hussain, who's originally from Bangladesh. He now runs the Virginia Muslim Political Action Committee.
Yeah, Mukit is on the line with us right now. And Mukit, you've been trying to get Muslim voters politically involved in Virginia. How did it go today? What do you think?
Well, it was a phenomenal day. Actually, I started getting calls at 5 o'clock in the morning. Although polls didn't open till 6, people are making their last-minute calls starting at 5 o'clock. I think we are trying to gauge how many people have voted. I would suspect that over 90% of the Muslim voters in Virginia actually voted. Now, on Sunday, we did a very quick poll, and we found out that close to 20% had already voted absentee early, so I think we're dealing with the other 80%. But it's going to be a phenomenal voting year for the Muslim community in Virginia.
And do you have any sense if they were going for Obama or McCain or split?
Well, no. An overwhelming majority seems to be voting for Obama, whom we had actually endorsed. I have had some calls about a few people who are trying to vote, who are going to vote for Bob Barr and for Ralph Nader.
Right.
But other than that, it's overwhelmingly for Senator Obama.
Now, Mukit, when we met a few weeks ago, your organization had not yet endorsed either candidate. And then you put out a somewhat lukewarm endorsement for Barack Obama. It was an endorsement with a fair amount of criticisms. But you're saying there's an overwhelming support for Obama today. Why? What changed? Why are the Muslim community so behind Obama?
Well, the Muslim community actually was very heavily favoring Obama during the primaries. But at the same time, I think his handling of the whole Muslim question made a lot of people quite suspicious and worried. But over the past 2-3 weeks after we endorsed, despite this situation, we have been making a very vigorous attempt to make people understand that, yes, there are issues that need to be resolved, but at the same time, the first business at hand is to get this election over with. And if we have decided to stand behind this candidate, we need to do it as wholeheartedly as possible. Over the last few weeks, I must have spoken at about over 100 gatherings or so. I think, as expected, people came out in very large numbers.
Mukit, let me jump in here for one second. There was a tough crackdown, I know, on undocumented immigrants this past summertime in Northern Virginia, where people with dark skin were being singled out as a result of this effort to weed out anybody who was there illegally. Was there, do you think, a result of that at the polls, a result of the reaction to that move at the polls today? And if you can make your answer brief, we're up against the clock.
Well, I think the issue was that the fact that Obama is a member of an ethnic minority had a tremendous amount of appeal in the Muslim community anyway. It's a harbinger of good things to come so far as the Muslim community is concerned. You know, a first-generation American, so to speak, would become the president. So there was that. But the impact of this regulations to go after ethnic minorities and so on, of course, made a lot of Muslims very, very concerned, especially in several counties which are heavily Republican.
Okay, Mukhita, I'm going to have to. I'm going to have to leave it at that. We're going to hope to find out more once the results do come in and we find out more about why people voted the way they did. But thank you very much for that. Mukhita Hussain of the Virginia Muslim Political Action Committee, thank you for joining us on election night. Reporter Jason Margolis, nice to have you here as well.
Oh, thank you.